From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Flooding continues to overwhelm millions of Pakistanis who've lost their homes and livelihoods. The UN's General Assembly held a special meeting Thursday to discuss speeding relief aid to Pakistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States is boosting its emergency donation to Pakistan to $150 million.
I want to state our resolve to help Pakistan meet the immediacy of this crisis and then to recover from it.
Pakistan's meteorological agency says flooding won't abate there until the end of August. Police in Arizona have arrested a pair of fugitives on the run for a prison break in Arizona. They were the last of five people who'd been at large since late last month. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
It was reminiscent of a Bonnie and Clyde movie. John McCluskey and his fiancée, Kathleen Welch, who also happened to be his cousin, have been running from the law since last month. McCluskey convicted of murder, and the pair suspected of being associated with the murder since they've been on the run. McCluskey was among three felons who escaped from a prison in Kingman, Arizona, where Welch was believed to have tossed a pair of wire cutters over a perimeter fence one Friday afternoon, and the men cut their way out, where Welch was waiting with a getaway car. Welch and McCluskey, whom officials believed had left the state, were apprehended in an Apache County, Arizona campground after being spotted by Forest Service workers. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran.
Russia's president is in Armenia today for a visit to strengthen Moscow's military links with its strongest ally in the Caucasus region. The two sides are expected to sign a deal extending Russia's lease of a military base near the Turkish border until 2044. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The amendments to the 1995 agreement on the Gyumri base extend Russia's lease by 24 years. They also reportedly commit Moscow to supplying Yerevan with modern weaponry and expand the Russian troops' mission, although Russia says activities at the base will not change. Armenia has an unresolved conflict with Azerbaijan over the breakaway Azerbaijani region of Nagorno-Karabakh, and the new deal may raise concerns in Azerbaijan. Russia is a mediator in the dispute, as is the US. The deal further strengthens Russia's long-term military position in the region following the extension of its lease on a vital naval base in Ukraine and the construction of permanent bases in two separatist Georgian republics that Moscow recognizes as independent. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
In Asian trading today, most major markets fell. Japan's Nikkei index dropped 1.2% in trading. The KOSPI in South Korea was off 0.5%. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng was 0.8% higher. There were gains in Malaysia, Thailand, and in Indonesia. This is NPR. Federal health officials say the salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from an Iowa producer is likely to spread. Almost 2,000 cases of illness were reported between May and July in at least three states, and health officials say some illnesses since then may not yet have been reported. The Wright County Egg Company is recalling more than 380 million eggs because of the outbreak. The tiny city of Bell, California, was in headlines this summer over its high city official salaries. There's been some house cleaning in City Hall, but state lawmakers are keen to do something on their end. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Lawmakers in Sacramento are mulling over a half dozen bills to block cushy contracts and padded pay packages at the city level. But the legislative session ends August 31st, and there's no budget for this fiscal year yet. Bell's new interim city manager and attorney came to Sacramento to testify about the list of pending state and local investigations. They backed one bill to return close to $3 million in taxes to property owners, but urged lawmakers to exercise caution, lest other cities suffer as a result of a rush to respond to the scandal in Bell. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
France is sending another group of Roma people to Bulgaria and Romania. The French government says it's following rules, and these deportations are a matter of illegal immigration. French authorities have already destroyed some 50 makeshift Roma camps. French President Sarkozy says this is an effort to stop crime committed by foreigners. Critics say the actions resemble the deportation of Jews during World War II. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.
Support for